President Joe Biden to nominate Joe Manchin's wife for $160,000 federal position. By Hannah Blow on March 26, 2021. President Joe Biden plans to nominate Gail Connolly Manchin, wife of moderate Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, for a federal position that pays roughly $160,000, according to reports. Biden reportedly plans to nominate Manchin's wife, chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, ASHRAF, to replace Tim Thomas as federal co-chair of the Appalachian Regional Commission, per The Washington Times. The organization is responsible for spurring economic development and investment in the 13 states that make up the region of Appalachia, which spans from northern Mississippi to Pennsylvania. According to The Times, the annual salary for the position is approximately $163,000. The nomination is of keen interest given Manchin's status as a moderate Democrat, which could very well prove to be problematic for his colleagues, as the upper chamber is split 50-50. However, Democrat control of the White House gives Democrats the majority in the Senate. Currently, all eyes are on Democrat efforts to nuke the filibuster, which requires 60 votes to get significant legislation out of the chamber. Manchin previously said he would never support ending the rule. Never. Jesus Christ. What don't you understand about never? He reportedly said after being asked. However, The Times notes that Manchin has since shown a new openness on the topic. Recently, the senator suggested some changes to the rule could be made to ensure it was more painful to use, The Times reported. I would be very concerned about the filibuster situation, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, R., said during a recent appearance on The Guy Benson Show. And, you know, Joe is rock solid with the Democrats in many, many ways, and I would be very concerned. I hope and pray that Joe sees wisdom enough to absolutely not migrate back. Manchin's wife has spoken positively of Biden in recent months, telling the Christian Post his administration will be just as strong on religious freedom as former President Donald Trump's.